Good morning, this is Joel
and Bailey
with your 10 AM headlines. In local news, the Queensland Department of Transport are seeking feedback from Beenleigh and Stapleton residents on the proposed upgrades on Beenleigh's Redland Bay Road and Stapleton's Jacobs Well Road. Intersection upgrades, additional lanes and active transport improvements are all being investigated as part of the planned upgrades to support the growth of local communities in the area. The feedback will inform future design plans addressing issues of congestion and cyclist and pedestrian safety. Residents are being urged to have their say before the end of September. Consultations are available online on the Transport and Main Roads website or in person at information sessions on the 12th or 14th of September.
The Brisbane City Council has ended its contract with e-scooter company B-Mobility following alleged exceeding of safety caps and $330,000 in unpaid fees. The council's investigation discovered the scooter company had an average of 500 undeclared devices across the city, with council transport chair Ryan Murphy saying it is a significant breach of the device cap by Beam. A Beam spokesperson has reported the company disagrees with the claims, describing it as highly premature. Brisbane's cancellations follows the booting of Beam in Auckland and Wellington from their respective city councils in New Zealand, with findings that the numbers of e-scooters above the permitted limits were breached and misleading data was provided to conceal monitoring reports.
In national news, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, ACTU, is calling on Australian bankers and insurance agencies to drop prices after years-long profits. As Australians struggle to cope with the cost of living crisis, government figures show that rising national inflation is being driven by a year of massive profits and growing interest rates of banks and insurance providers. The findings have seen inflation indexing reach 6.4%, while banks report multi-billion dollar earnings and insurance agencies have raised premiums by 36%, despite inquiries into price gouging and unfair practices earlier in the year. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says the profiteering and price gouging of these companies is deeply offensive to everyday Australians, as big business bleeds them dry in search of greater profits.
The not-for-profit company Food Frontier has revealed new data in attempts to educate Australians on the link between meat consumption and climate change. While 1 in 5 Australians have reduced their meat consumption in 2024, the reasonings for this dietary choice are health benefits, budget constraints from the cost of living crisis, and lastly, environmental reasons. Only 2 in 5 Australians recognise animal agriculture as a factor of climate change, making it the least known driving factor. This is despite global food systems accounting for a third of greenhouse gas emissions.
In international news, Iran's Australian Ambassador Ian McConville and the Australian Embassy in Iran are being rebuked after McConville posted to Instagram celebrating LGBTQIA+ youth on Wear It Purple Day. Iranian officials are condemning the post, describing its content as norm-breaking and anti-Iranian. The incident has only increased the country's tensions with Iran, following the nation's ambassador to Australia being summoned to the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs for supporting the genocide of Jewish people.
For your weather today, it's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.